The third Sunday after Epiphany, the epistle is taken from from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brethren, be not wise in your conceits, to render no man evil for evil, but providing good things, not only in the sight of God, but also in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as far as in you lies, be at peace with all men. Do not avenge yourselves, beloved, but give place to the wrath, for it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. But if the enemy is hungry, give him food, and if he is thirsty, give him drink. For by doing so, thou wilt heap coals of fire upon his head. Be not overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. The gospel is taken from that of St. Matthew. At that time when Jesus had come down from the mountain, great crowds followed him, and behold, a leper came up and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou can make me clean. And stretching forth his hand, Jesus touched him, saying, I will, be thou made clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. And Jesus said to him, See thou tell no one, but go show thyself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moses commanded for witness to them. Now when he had entered Capernaum, there came to him a centurion who entreated him, Lord, my servant is lying sick in the house, paralyzed, and is grievously afflicted. And Jesus said to him, I will come and cure him. But in answer the centurion said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou should come under my roof, but only say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I too am a man subject to authority, and have soldiers subject to me. I say to one, go, and he goes, to another, come, and he comes. To my servant, do this, and he does it. And when Jesus heard this, he marveled and said to those who were following him, Amen, I say to you, I have not found such great faith in Israel. And I tell you that many will come from the east and from the west, and will feast with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven, but the children of the kingdom will be put forth into the darkness outside. There will be the weeping and the gnashing of teeth. Then Jesus said to the centurion, Go thy way, as thou hast believed, so it be done to thee. And the servant was healed in that hour. Thus are the words of the Holy Gospel. Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, Amen. The beginning of the Gospel, it says that Jesus had come down from the mountain. That was the mountain in which he gave the Sermon on the Mount, if you recall. It happens immediately before this in the Gospel of Matthew. He finishes the sermon, that sermon which, of course, is on love. We are to love our neighbors ourselves. We are to not render evil for evil, as St. Paul talks about here in the Epistle of Romans. He's summarizing that portion of really the teaching of our Lord here. And so they go together. Our Lord is coming down now from the mount. And the fathers of the church, the early saints, St. Augustine, St. Jerome, St. John Chrysostom, they all say that now our Lord, well, he's up on the mount, gives the teaching, but now he comes down among the people and lives that teaching. And what we see here is then our Lord actually doing what he says. And in particular, in reference to loving our enemies. The centurion comes to him. Now remember, the centurion was a soldier of the Roman army. This was the invading army, the conquering army that had conquered the Holy Land, and they were occupying it. This man was the enemy. And not only was he just a soldier, but he was a centurion, which meant that he had 100 soldiers under him. He was an officer. He was a leader of the Roman army. And he comes to our Lord, the enemy. Now remember, the Jews are imagining that the Messiah will institute this political kingdom, this material kingdom, where their armies will go out and conquer people. So this man specifically represents in their mind, you know, being against the vision of Israel that they would have. And so this man comes to our Lord, tells him about his servant, not his child, not his spouse, a servant that is ill. And what does our Lord immediately say? He says this knowing the centurion's faith, in order to that it would be exhibited for all. He says, I will come and heal your servant. This is what he preaches. To the enemy, you love him. Do not repay evil for evil. And the centurion replies with that statement that we use here at Mass. Lord, I am not worthy that thou should come under my roof, but only say the word, and my servant will be healed. And our Lord heals him, heals the servant immediately, and then comments on the great faith of the centurion. Now, when we look at the earlier miracle, the healing of the man with leprosy, we say, well, how is that loving your enemy? It is not the man himself, but what does he tell him to do? Go show thyself to the priest and offer the gift that Moses commanded. Why? For witness to them. Who's he referring to? For witness to whom? Who? It is to the priests. He heals this man, sends him to the temple to offer the prescribed sacrifice. Why? So that the priests would see that this man was healed from leprosy. Now, you know, there's some healings in the Old Testament where Elisha heals a leper. And then we see our Lord doing a lot of healings. And so we might be accustomed to think that, you know, back then there was people were being healed left and right. No. For the priest to have this man come and say, I need to offer, because he really doesn't know, probably, I need to make the offering for the healing of leprosy. The young priest is there. We can imagine this. He doesn't know what that offering is, or he might know it, but he's never actually done it. And so the priests in the temple would then, you know, it would be known to them that this man was healed from leprosy. And our Lord does it so that they would know, because then immediately they're going to ask, well, who healed you? So that they would know who Jesus is. Not for his own glory, but why? As a witness to them, and this is what St. Jerome and St. Augustine say, so that later on, they would be his enemies. They would be the ones who would crucify him. And this is a witness for them, a grace for them, so that they would have that grace, that knowledge, that this is not just any man, that this is a prophet at least. Now, they may reject that grace, and many of them do, but our Lord loves his enemies even before they became his enemy. And so our Lord is exemplifying his teaching. As I said, St. Paul then is saying the same thing. Render no man evil for evil, that is, provide good things for all, in the sight of all. Be at peace. He says, God is the one who will avenge. When? At the end of time. And then he says this very mysterious passage. There's this misunderstood passage. If your enemy is hungry, give him food. If he is thirsty, give him drink. And then this mysterious line. For by doing so, thou will heap coals of fire upon his head. Now, St. Thomas Aquinas, when commenting on this, he says that that can be misunderstood, and often it is. That heaping coals of fire, that it's like a little bit of a vindictive intent. You know, your enemy is hungry, so you give them something to eat. Why? So that they'll feel a little guilty, right? And they'll feel ashamed. No, that's rendering evil for evil. You're doing that just why? Because ultimately it's kind of like this backhanded way of making him feel bad. No, that's not the intent here. What does St. Thomas say? St. Thomas says these coals are not coals of anger, but the coals to enkindle within that soul the fires of divine love. That we will heap them from above onto them. That our Lord wants all to be inflamed with divine love. And when we render love to to our enemy, then we are enkindling that in his heart. And this is why we do this. You know, there's that saying, we take that statement from the centurion, and we use it here at Mass. Lord, I am not worthy that thou should come under my roof, but only say the word, and my servant will be healed. Why do we use that here at Mass? The priest says it before he receives communion, and then the faithful, everyone says it before you receive communion. Why do we say that? Because we ourselves were at one time enemies of Christ. For we are the recipients also of his goodness. We have sinned against him, and he does not render evil towards us. Or maybe a little child, just like those priests. In the future, Christ is looking to the future, that this person may be my enemy in the future, and he still renders goodness towards them. When we sin, we become an enemy of Christ. And when we approach him with humility, what does he give us? He renders good to us. And not just any good, but the best he can give. He renders us himself in the Blessed Sacrament. And he does this why? He does this to heap coals upon our head, so that we would be inflamed by the fires of divine charity. That we have made ourselves enemies to him by our sin, and in response, he renders us friends. He gives us his charity, his love, and wants us to be transformed. So, today at Mass, when we recite those lines in Latin, let us pray from our heart. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under the roof of my heart, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed, knowing and asking and praying for that grace, those coals of divine charity. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.